Siman Tov Kuf Gimel. Shelo Lahachin Miyom Tov Lachavero. So the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Yedzayin Omen Aleph. It's like a nice chunk of Gemara. The Gemara brings a brisa. Tan Rabbanan Ein Ofin Miyom Tov Lachavero. Then the brisa continues Be'emes Amru. And I think we say every Be'emes Amru is, that's the halacha. Be'emes Amru, Memala Isha Kola Kedera Basar. A woman is allowed to fill up an entire pot full of meat on Yantif. Afa Pish, and a Ticha, and the Chaticha Achas. Even though she really only wants one piece of meat for Yantif, she can fill up the whole pot, even though it's really for the next day of Yantif, or it's for Yomos HaChol. Even though she really, for Yantif, only wants one, she's allowed to fill up the whole pot. Why? We'll see in a minute. Similarly, Memale Nachtom Chodes Shel Mayim, the baker is allowed to fill up a whole barrel of water to heat it up. Afa Pishein Etzricha Ela Likitan Echad, even though he only needs one little thing of water. Ava, but Lafos, when it comes to baking, Eina Ofe Ela Mashet Tzarechlo. You only let it bake that which you need. Okay, they point out that baking, each thing you have to do separately. You have to braid it and whatever. The each thing that you're when you're baking, each thing is done separately, as opposed to a pot. It's all one shot. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mamala Isha Kol Tanur Pas. No, even bread you can bake as much as you want, even if you only want one bread. Mineisha Pas Nefis Yofe Bizman Sha Tanur Male. Because when the oven is full, the bread bakes better. Amar Rava, Halacha Karabi Shimon ben Elazar. Great. So why is it that you're allowed to fill up the whole pot with meat, even though for on Yontif when you only need one piece of meat? So Rashi, I'm guessing, is working within the contrast between the kedera and the bread. Rashi says, "Debechad tircha sagi." It's one tircha. It means the act of putting it on the fire. If I pick up the pot, it doesn't matter if there's one piece of meat in the pot or 20 pieces of meat on the pot. It's one ma'isa. It's one tircha, and that's enough. The Rashba says, explained by the Torah and Paskin by the Torah, that the more meat that's in the pot, the better all the meat tastes. So when you put additional pieces of meat in the pot, it makes that first piece of meat taste even better. The Beis Yosef brings down Rashi and the Rashba. First, the Torah brings down the Torah. I think only brings down the Rashba. He likes the Rashba. But the Beis Yosef brings us three nafkaminas between Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rashba. Nafkamina number one. Let's say the pot is already on the fire. Can I now take another cube of cholent meat and throw it in the cholent? According to Rashi, it's usher. That's not chad tircha. Chad tircha is the pot. Doesn't matter how full or empty the pot is, it's one tircha. But once the pot's ready on the fire, now you're doing another tircha. According to Rashi, that would be usher. According to the Rashba, that would be mutter, because we don't care about chad tircha, and that extra piece of meat that you're throwing in is going to make all the other pieces of meat taste that much better. Okay, another... How should we do this? Okay. So another nafkamina. The Beis Yosef wants to say, can the woman say explicitly that she doesn't want the meat is for after Yontif, when she puts it all in the pot? According to Rashi, the Beis Yosef says you can't do that. The Schad Tircha Sagi is only because it looks like it's Schad Tircha, it looks like it's all for Yontif. But once you say explicitly that it's for after Yontif, that's going to be awesome. The Torah wants to say that according to the Rashba, this is how the Torah paskins, that according to the Rashba, it's going to be fine because we don't care the fact that you're going to eat the meat after Yontif. The meat is putting taste into the Yontif meat. So the fact that this piece of meat you're planning on eating after Yontif, it doesn't bother us, because the meat that you're putting in right now, even if you're not planning on eating it, it's making the meat that you are eating on Yontif taste that much better. The third possible nafkamina, although the Beis Yosef seems to backtrack in the end, let's talk about a cholent. You could put one piece of meat in the cholent. You could put 10 pieces of meat in the cholent. Let's say you don't plan on eating any of the meat. You only want the taste of the meat. You just want the cholent. You want the potatoes, the beans, the barley, the meat. You're not planning on actually eating the meat. So according to the Rajba, that's okay, because the meat gives the tam into the cholent. The Beis Yosef at first wants to say that according to Rashi, it's going to be a problem. According to Rashi, you'd have to eat at least one of those pieces of meat. You can't take a cholent pot with 10 pieces of meat, put it on the fire, if you have no intentions of eating any of the meat. That's the first, that's the Beis Yosef brings down that's the mashmos of Rashi. Then he says, Miu yesh lidchos, it could be that even Rashi would agree if the reason that I'm putting in the meat is to give more ta'am to the cholent, so even Rashi should be okay with that. Also, just Thaler's addition, when I just have a pot of meat, so if there's 10 pieces of meat or 5 pieces of meat, I don't know how niker, I mean, the Rashba says it tastes better. How much better it tastes, I don't know, you add the meat. But there's no shaila that if you have a power of a cholent, you can't compare a power of a cholent to a phlegic cholent, even if you're not actually eating the meat. That's poshit. And if you put one piece of meat, it'll give a little bit of time. And if you put in 5 pieces of meat, it'll give 5 times more time. And 10 pieces of meat, that much more time. Okay, so these are 3 possible nafkaminas between the Rashi and the Rajbo as to why you're allowed to fill up the entire pot with meat, even though you only want one slice. According to Rashi, because it's one tircha, just one act of putting it on the fire. According to Rashbo, because it's going to taste better. Okay. Let's take a look at the inside at the seven siman tov kuf gimel shlo lahachin miyontas chaveiro. So the truth is that I started this in the garden minyan, and right on the first sifkatin in the Mishnah Berurah, it's very exciting. So we're gonna put that on hold. If we have time, we'll get back to it. But for now, let's try to stick to our immediate topic and see how we paskin in terms of Rashi versus the Rashba, and in each of these 3 individual shailas that the Beis Yosef brought up. So that's the Tav Kuf Gimel. Shalom lahachim yantu v'chavero, si'if aleph. Oser le'efos olavashel olishchot, no cooking, baking, or shechting. B'yom tov l'tzorach machar, on yantif for the next day. You're allowed to do it for that day, but not for the next day. Afilahu Shabbos, even if the next day is Shabbos, okay, that is a Erev Tavshilin scenario, Yontif going into Shabbos. Okay, we're talking about, obviously, when he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sifkatan Beis, the Ein Yom Tov Mechin the Shabbos, Kediyalev Begemara Mikra, V'kol Shekein to be Yontif L'chol Aser, V'ayin Siman Tov Kuv Chav Zayin. Tav Kuf Chav Zayin is the code word for Hilchos Erev Tavshilin. So you can't cook, bake, or shecht from Yontif to the next day, even if it's Shabbos, or Yontif Rishon, or Yontif Sheni, it's also going to be awesome. Va'afilu b'shnei yamim shel Rosh Hashanah, even 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, okay, there's a lot here, and we're gonna have to, we'll touch this up tomorrow. Continues the Mechaber. Each line here is just like very, not each line, each 2 words is packed. Aval, mamala isha kedera basar, a woman can fill up a pot of meat, afa pish eina tricha el lechaticha achas, even though she only wants one piece of meat. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah sifkaton hey, aval mamala. Vafilu achar shehinicha kedera al ha'esh muteres lahosif basar. Even after it's already on the fire, she's allowed to add meat. Mibnei shatavshel mesukan yosef kishyeh sham basar habe. The more meat, the better. It tastes better when there's more meat in the pot. So the mechaber is not seem to be taking a stand. Mechaber doesn't say that explicitly, but the Mishnah Berurah is clearly here paskening for us. Like the Rajba, and in that first nafkamina that we had, whereas Rashi would say that it's also to add meat after it's on the fire because it's no longer chadatircha, the Rajba says that it's mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's mutter. ואפילו בקדר קטן מותר לתנא בקדר גדולה ולהוסיף עליו כדי ששמן ביוסר. It should be a fattier dish. וכל זה שייך דווקא כשמבשל בוסר ודוגים בקדרה. Now, this lechayra should be another nafkamina. Let's say we're not dealing with basar v'dagim. We're not dealing with something such a taste. Beans. But the par of a cholent. I need 2 liters of par of cholent for my family. And I want to put in 5 liters of par of cholent, so I'll have it for next week. So by the basar v'dagim, so according to Rashi, as long as it's chada tircha, it should be okay. According to the Rashba, that it tastes better, something like basar and dagim that has a strong taste tastes better, but who says that the potatoes and the beans are going to taste better if you put more in? So that would seem to be another nafkamina. Just writing it down. Okay, weiter. Right, because the shadow dafki kishimavash a boss of a dagim bikadera, about bishar tavshilin, I'm continuing the mishiba sifkot and hey, other dishes, aina rasha lahosa bishvil laila kishomed the square kadera ala h. Once it's on the fire, you can't add anymore. The issue points out, before it's on the fire, sounds like you can add. Well, that would work for Rashi. I don't know if he's gonna. That would work according to Rashi. Why would that work according to the Rashba? Okay, not sure. Okay, weiter. Mishra Sivkotin Vav, Af al pi she'ena tzricha ela lechaticha achas, even though she only needs one of the pieces. Mishmasiv katan vav. Hainu. Avim kavanasa vosafas abasa bishvil laila shuchol. Even if the kavana is for Sheva brachos after Yontif. Av apichi mutter. Kev and shalko panam tricha lechaticha achas lechol biyontif. Continues the Mishabura. Viskimu harbe achronin timikomakom tizar shalotomar befiyesh mevasheles the tzorech laila. She should be careful not to say explicitly that she's cooking most of this meat further after Yontif. Mikol makom, if she did verbalize it, but the evid ain't an answer ayadeze. But the evid is not gonna become aser. But the chatchila she should not do that. The sherati and oisid alav yam shel Shlomo bach bichodesh shudas rokeach shemachmir beze udelo kehatur. So now the mishabura before paskin like the Rashba. And now the Mishabura seems to be at least the way the Beis Yosef set everything up. There's other ways of understanding it and learning it, perhaps. But now the Mishabura seems to be going more with the Mahalich of Rashi. Or he just disagrees with the Torah's understanding of the Rashba that it would be okay to verbalize it. Mishmur Sivkaton Zayin. So Ela Lachaticha Achas, even though you only need one piece. So now is the third possible nafkamina. Hu adin im ein etzicha rak la tavshol la rotu b'bar gam kein shari. Even if you don't want any of the meat at all, I want the cholent should have the taste of the meat. So I don't have to eat the meat. I can put the meat in the cholent. The kol zemishtabeach haideh hosafat basar. By adding in more meat, it gives more time, whether it's the rotav that you like, whether it's a whole dish, whether it's a cholent, whatever it is. So the Beis Yosef, originally said that was the Rashba. In the end, he said it could be even Rashi would agree. Vim Ein, it continues the Mishabur Sivkatan Zayin. Vim Ein o tzarech lesuda sayom klal. If he doesn't eat it for Suda Sayom at all, the Iker Bishul Rak Latzarchalayla. Really, he's looking for, he's bored on Yontif. He's got a chasana coming. He wants to make food for Sheva. She, he, they want to make food for Sheva Brachos. So they came up with a trick. We'll make food for Yontif. We need 5, 3 pieces. We'll put in 33 pieces. So, if you really don't need it for Suda Sayom at all, the Iker Bishul Rak Latzarchalayla, But you can't not eat it because that's clear. Ve'ochel ksat mimana kidei kiechid delo litzer alei levashel. And you're only eating it so you have a heter to make it. Yeishdeos bein aposkim. So that's a big machlokas aposkim if that would be acceptable. The yeish osrin dehu bechlal haroma. Now those are aser. That's considered aroma. The yeish materin. Kevin shalko panim ochel ksat mimana. Vegam hu kodem achila. Hu kedil kame. Va'olam nogu lahoka kedei azu. The oilam is noeg lahoka. Now hold on. There's another line here. Okay, the continuation, skip the Ramah for now. The continuation of the Mechaber specifies that this whole business is only Dafka Kodem Achila. If you're bored on Yontif afternoon, it's too late to try to play this game. It's only before you ate the Yontif meal. Aval Achar Achila, Eini Yechol Levatsha V'lo Mar Ocha Menekah Zayis. Dahave Ha'arama. Mi'ulim Avro Bishlo Shachta Mutter La'achla. So here, the matirin holds, so the osim hold, you don't really want to eat it anyway. So that's no good. That's just the haram. And the matirin say, no, it's before the day meal. You're going to eat some of it. So that should be good enough. Olam nogu lahokel kedei azu. Shemavashim b'shachras etzor halayla. Now, we talked about halayla, he's talking about in Chutz La'aretz, where they want to make food for Yantav Sheni. So this is an easier way of, you know, to prepare for Yontav Rishon to Yontav Sheni, but I can just make a lot of food, and even though I know I only need a fraction of the food for Yontav Rishon and eat it for Yontav Sheni. Shemavashim b'shachris l'tzor chalayla, I'm really doing it for that night, for Leil Yontav Sheni. V'tom miksas mehen v'ein limchos b'yodom. You don't have to stop them. Ki yeish lehem amishi yismochu. But then it says, davkim Yontav Rishon Yontav Sheni. Aval mi yom tov lechol yesh zar bezeh. So Dirshu brings down footnote 12 from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shekevan sheyesh poskim shechmiru leso b'harama. Lo nogu lehokal kineged divreim el b'mokum shemavash l'metzorach yontif sheni. Ach lo kishemavash l'metzorach yomos hachol. Somewhere else I saw, I don't know if it was in this exact context, but yeah, it's a Tzorach Mitzvah. Once you're dealing with a Tzorach Mitzvah, you have more room to be Mekel. But Sheva Brachos is also a Mitzvah. So, but it doesn't sound like he's being Mekel in the Sheva Brachos scenario. Only when it's Yontav Rishon Leyontav Sheni. V'amach mekeder Rishon Shelo Levash L'Tzorach Alayla V'keder B'fnei Atzma Ela Botsi Keder Atzma Shavash L'Tzorach Tzul Shachras Humar V'Tzorach Alayla Tavol HaBracha. Okay, so if you really want to eat the food for Yontif meal, you just made a ton of food, even though you only need a little bit, that's okay. When you're doing it for after Yontif. But when your whole thing is just really, you're 100% kavana is for after Yontif. But in order to allow it, you have to eat it, so you're willing to eat some of it in order to make it mutter, so that is a machlokes. Yes, ha'olam nogu lahaka kedei azu. When it comes to cooking from Yontav Rishon to Yontav Sheni, but not when it comes to cooking from Yontav Rishon lechol. That's a big machlokes. Ha'olam nogu lahokel, but only lahokel when you're dealing with the Tzorach Yontav Sheni. Mishabur sifkaton ches. Ela lechaticha achas, you only need one chaticha. V'davka b'zeh sheyesh to'elas gam l'tzorech hayom al yedei haribui. Only where there's some to'elas in having more food. Meaning the additional food that you put in for after yontif is helping the yontif food. Aval osir lasos chremzoloch. O kreploch v'chayotz b'zeh yoytim ha'sh tzorech l'bav hayom. Because when you're dealing with kreploch and chremzoloch, what are chremzoloch? He says here, kufta'ot mevushalot o metuganot. Is that knedeloch? No. What's a chremzol? Okay, I'm not sure. But here, ein echa mashbiach chavero, to make more, each one doesn't give more time than the other one. And each one requires a separate tircha. So, bein according to the Rashi, bein according to the Rajba, you wouldn't be allowed to do it because it's not chadatircha and it's not mashbiach, it's not giving extra time to the others. So that's going to be a problem. Okay, that is a little bit of, that's just like a little taste of Tov Kuf Gimel. Hold on a second. Okay, let's look at the Rama now. Hagah. V'kol shekein she'ochel lishchot af api she'eino tarech ela lekizayis. So that's poshut, because Yev shalek kizayis basa v'lo shechita. You can't shecht, one kizayis of meat. Either you're shechting the animal or you're not shechting the animal. So if I want to eat even one kizayis, that entitles me to shecht the whole animal. You can make a lot of different dishes and eat a little bit from each one. And then the Mechaber goes on to say, let's see, Mishabur Sivkot Yud. You can make a lot of pots. Even if the Kavana is for after Yontif, or let's say for Lel Yontif Sheni, right, because we're talking about before Shachris, only if each one has a separate food item, but if I have meatballs and I'm putting the meatballs in two pots, so that's clear. I have two meatballs, the same recipe, in two different pots. So that's clear that the second pot is for Yontif Sheni, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to cook from Yontif Rishon to Yontif Sheni, only if it's all in one pot, and you're doing it before Yontif, and you're going to eat before the Yontif meal, and you're going to eat some of it. Where we said that the oilam nogu lahakel. So the oilam is nogu lahakel. Really, only it's before the suda. You really only want it for leil yontif sheni. As long as you're going to eat from each one, it's going to be okay. Well, that's the osim sham, but according to the osim in Sifkat and Zayin, that's a rama. Ein heter rak l'misha daito be'emes lecho mine matamim chalukim besu the shachas mechavim laharbes b'chol min kedei shishar l'layla. Aval o kishatorim rak kederach ha-rama. The olam nogu kedasa mekilin. So the meaning is to be mekel as long as you eat a little bit. The osim would say that it's not enough that, just as an excuse, you have to mamish want to eat from the food, and then you can put as much as you want to have leftovers. But when the whole thing is just a hechitimtza to cook for Yontif Sheni, that's not really, the osim say that that's also, but the mekilim are mekil, and the oilam no gula haka kedei azu. Continues the machaber now. V'davka kodem achila, aval achar achila eini yichol alavash avalomar ocha mimere kezayis. That's only if it's before the Suda. After the Suda, you're bored on Yontif afternoon, that's not a good activity. Because that's the Mefurisha, the Avei HaRama. Mishmur Sivkot in Yubayit. Uvizel l'kulei alma osar, av sheocheles achar kach ma'at. Even though you're going to make sure to eat some of it before the end of the Yontif, that is osar according to everybody. Even the Mekilim that we saw in Sivkot in Zayin, and the Sivkot in Yir Aleph. The Avei HaRama, hanikeres akol. It's a very obvious trick. The Kevin Shakura saw that since you already ate, and therefore that's not going to be good. The Havei HaRama Miu Im Arvu Bish Ashachla Mutu La'achlo B'di'eved. So it's interesting. Yeah, I guess we could answer it for the next day. Let's see. There's all the, and what's it talking about? Let's say you cook from Yontif to Chol, which you're not allowed to do. So, to say now, okay, there's a knas, let's say. You can't eat it on Yontif. Well, that's a little weird, because if I cook for Yontif, I'm allowed to eat it on Yontif. The whole problem was I cooked it for Chol. So to tell me, okay, now you're not allowed to eat it on Yontif, the fact of eating on Yontif is basically the answer. And to say you're not allowed to eat it on Chol, we don't say that too often. I mean, there are shittas, all big machlokes, three-way machlokes, Huda, Meir, by Mavashal, b'Shabbos, b'Shoigig, b'Mezid, so there are shittas that something would be aser forever for a person to eat, but usually it's aser on Shabbos, that he cooked on Shabbos, and then he was Mechal Shabbos, so he can't be nan on Shabbos. So after Shabbos, it's usually okay. Again, it depends, Shoigig, Mezid, Rehuda, Rameh, different shittas, but it's not usually going to be aser forever. Okay, this last line we'll save. Let's look at okay, I think this is basically Tav Kuf Gimel Aleph. I skipped the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata. The first few Sifkata are not exactly this topic, but they're very, very, very interesting. We ended up a whole shiur in the Gina just on Sifkata Aleph. So tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll finish up touch up Sifal, whatever. We'll finish up Sim Tav Kuf Gimel. So this was basically Tav Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph.